If you quit, you are teaching your children how to quit. If you fail, you are starting a generation of failures in your bloodline. You must determine you will break the cycle of failure in your bloodline.
Here on your website, Mindset Media Radio.
We're going to pray for God's presence to reign during this season. There's a new chapter that has been opened. In these 3 weeks of mourning, they are starting on the 23rd and they are ending on the 13th of August, 23rd of July 2024, until the 13th of August. That's when they are ending 2024. This is going to be a period of taking away certain things, separating certain things, separating people, taking away people, people losing their status of prestige, people losing their things. But it's going to be also a time of crying, a time of mourning, a time of loss. But it's also going to be a time of reconnecting back to God. If we finally start to understand that God's will abides in spite of all the pain that we go through, this is a time of reviving things. This is a time of reuniting. This is a time of answered prayers. Yeah. Though it has been a time where the children of Israel were tempted to make a golden calf, to eat meat sacrifice to demons and spirits and devils. Yeah. They made a golden calf and sexual immorality was committed. But yet it's the time of rebuilding. It's a time of connecting. And it's very powerful that in this week, the Torah portion of Pinchas has fallen exactly on the full moon of Tammuz. Yeah. Full moon happens on the 15th, around the 14th, 15th. And then when you go to the 16th, the 17th, we are reading the same Torah portion. But Pinchas was given the priesthood because he pleased God. Because he was bold, yeah? Like a bold as a lion, he went towards the tent of a leader who was committing sexual immorality and adultery in his tent. And he destroyed him, killed him. He was zealous for the will of God to be done. And God said that my covenant of priesthood shall not cease. Yeah, it will not cease over the house of Pinchas because of what he did. Because of what he did, he became bold and did something that was extraordinary, but yet also it looked like, was he doing it from the zeal of God, or he was, because there was a lot of question around how he did it. Nobody could dare to do that. Everybody was compromising in a way. Nobody could dare. People were repenting. People were crying. But nobody could take action to confront what is dirty in the midst of them. To confront the elephant that is in the room. Yeah. People are losing oxygen. People are suffering. People are crying. But certain things are going untouched. Certain things are going undone. Why? Because people are pretending. They are overlooking them. So Pinchas just boldly walked into the tent, yeah, with a javelin, and he literally pierced it right through this man's body, and the woman that they were, you know. Hallelujah. And the leaders, everybody among the leaders were complaining and they were accusing him. They even wanted to stone him. And then the presence of God came down and he said, no, Pinchas was zealous for me, not for himself. What he did it with the right intentions. Yeah. And the fact that Pinchas himself was when you look back into his history, he was a convert to Judaism. And he came from a pagan worshipping of where they sacrifice pigs on altars. And they fatten them. They first make them very fat. after fattening them with the aim of that they will sacrifice them, they take them and cut off their head violently, and they sacrifice them to their gods. And that is his background. That was his history, where he came from. And some people were saying, I think that spirit of him and that energy of his history kicked in. How could a man do like this? He didn't even... This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.